what was the experience plan like at Link?
Man, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I never had that kind of experience before. I mean, obviously, I love my time in Jacksonville and whatnot, but it's just not the same experience as the Link. And these fans, they're so passionate. Like, I never see anything like it. So, standing the whole game, that's almost like a college atmosphere. So, it's definitely not hard to get up for these home games.
You can't expect the same exact Dallas team energy-wise and enthusiasm-wise. I think these guys they know what's at stake, and that last performance wasn't really indicative of the kind of talent they have and the kind of coaching and players they have. So we're expecting a great matchup.
We just go through, you know, kind of what they do, and it's not about one individual player. It's about the team and defending them. And I think if we put our sole focus and attention on Murray and Romo and not worry about Bryant and not worry about Witten and not worry about Williams and the other guys, then those guys are going to beat you because they are talented at other positions. So do we go back and look at the old film? Yeah, we studied our Thanksgiving Day game just as we studied the Bears game. So we're always looking at the last two games that those guys are playing. So
this is going to be our biggest game to date here. You know, we're going against Dallas. You know, it's going to be another great game here. You know, the Philly fans love games like this, especially against Dallas. You know, all Philly fans hate Dallas. And now, you know, we went down there and beat them in their home, on their homeland, and now they're back. They're here. They're here in Philly. You know, they're here to come in the Link. They're coming into our house. And we know they're going to be a different team. And we got prepared for a whole different team. You know, they got some rest. You know, we got to go in there and do what we do, you know, and every unit's got to, you know, got to click. And if we have that, you know, we can be a dominant team and we can go win this ball game. It's like a light switch, you know. We know, you know, when it's time to cross some white lines, we know what we have to do. And, you know, we got to win our one-on-ones, man. We got to beat the guy across from us at the end of the day.
Our main focus is to focus on Dallas this weekend and win this game. It would be a really good thing to make it to the Pro Bowl. But, I mean, right now, focus on Dallas and, you know, not worry about anything else.
Things happen. Sometimes you can't control it. So I'm fine with it. It's tough on Sundays. That's when it gets tough, when it, you know, game time, guys out there getting ready to play. That's when it's, you know, kind of extra hard on them.
Keep playing the way we are so we can have more meaningful games in December because it's early, and have meaningful games in January, and I want to have a meaningful game in February. So, you know, you can't obviously settle and be happy that we're playing meaningful games here, but it is good, and this is what we expect here.
You know, you got to trust the prep and trust the system.
And we don't look at Seattle and then say we have to do this to beat Dallas. I mean, we're looking at beating Dallas, so we don't look back, we look forward.
When every one of our units is clicking and, you know, and complimenting each other, we can go out there and we can be a very dominant team.
It wasn't one guy. I think it was the back end in general was good, the front end was good, everybody was good.
We can all help the team win, and that's why Coach Kelly and Mr. Roseman and everybody brought these players in and this specific group. I think we all have attributes that can help our team win.
Every game is meaningful because if you don't win 9 games up until this point, then you're not playing meaningful football in December.